Welcome to today's edition of Crypto Corner at InvestorIdeas.com. News on what's driving the cryptocurrency market. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to the latest episode of the Crypto Corner podcast. For news today, MicroStrategy has purchased another 5,445 Bitcoin, and both Mawson Infrastructure Group and Banksa Holdings have posted updates. But just before we get into the show today, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, to please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so Michael Saylor, the co-founder and chairman of MicroStrategy Incorporated, which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker MSTR, posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, of course, announcing the company's purchase of 5,445 Bitcoin. This move reinforces and further establishes MicroStrategy's bullish position on Bitcoin. The full post reads, quote, MicroStrategy has acquired an additional 5,445 Bitcoin for $147.3 million at an average price of $27,053 per Bitcoin. As of September 24th, MicroStrategy HODLs 158,245 Bitcoin acquired for $4.68 billion at an average price of $29,582 per Bitcoin, end quote. Next up for today, Mawson Infrastructure Group, Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker MIGI, has posted an unaudited business and operational update for August 2023. Highlights include a self-mining Bitcoin production increase of 27% month-to-month to 88 Bitcoin and approximately $3.88 million in monthly revenue. The company's president and CEO Rahul Mewawala said, quote, "This robust performance demonstrates results from our enhanced focus on strengthening the operational excellence and performance of our self-mining platform and capabilities. In addition, we are pleased to see interest from several potential new co-location and hosting customers who are looking to benefit from Mawson's operational capabilities, scalability, attractive power pricing, and our strategically located sites in the PGM markets." End quote. Lastly for today, Banksa Holdings, Inc., which trades on the TSXV under the ticker BNXA, has shared a business update. Highlights include an unaudited total transaction volume, or TTV, of $46.4 million USD, the integration of the company's technology by non-custodial wallet Ledger for on-ramping services, and the integration of the company's NFT checkout and crypto payments infrastructure by Web3 gaming conglomerate Animoca Brands. Holger Arians, the CEO of the company, that's Banksa, said, quote, "Banksa is seeing continued success from many key business wins, highlighted by new blue-chip partners attracted to Banksa's leading payments infrastructure. Looking ahead, we see long-term upward trajectory thanks to our local regulatory and compliance strategy that we have aggressively pursued over the last number of years in anticipation of this next stage of compliant Web3 growth," end quote. That does it for today's Crypto Corner. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact InvestorIdeas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the InvestorIdeas.com website. This podcast is not an endorsement to buy products, services, or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss in investment. To hear more InvestorIdeas.com podcasts, please visit InvestorIdeas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most audio platforms available. This podcast was sponsored by Aptech Payments Corp. Aptech is an innovative fintech company whose mission is to deliver a better way for businesses to provide their customers with immersive commerce experiences. For more information, visit aptechcorp.com. Aptech trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol APCX.